Okay. Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 428, recorded on the 20th of May, 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app and the Android app. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. And our hosts today are Aldwin, Brad, me, Jacob, and our guest today is Mia Bruno.
Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast.
I need a website, son.
What, Pop?
I need a website.
Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au. They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So, for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son?
Shh, no. That's their name, and the ad's over.
And welcome back. How are we doing today, Brad?
Hey, Jacob. How you going, mate?
All right, now I'm doing good. And yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, good. Don't be Darryl. Don't be like Darryl, will you? He's not here today, so just be you. Yeah, he's doing something else, so he's not here today. So, Jake, how's your week been, mate? How's your week been?
Hotter than my oven.
Yeah.
I just can't get away from it.
You don't want to live in an oven.
No, that's more... It's more like over 300 degrees.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, the oven is, but lucky for me, it's 90 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
That came out all wrong.
We've got Aldwin on. Welcome back to the podcast. Aldwin, you're back in, you're still at Club Med.
Hey, yes, I am, and I'm so sad to be leaving today, so sad after 8 days. I actually got a bit teary. I was in the kitchen area before in the restaurant, and one of the head guys said he's going to see me off, and oh, I'm getting so emotional. There's about 30 people or so that come to see you off when you leave Club Med, and you just build such a relationship with the people here, and you know you can learn so much about business from the way Club Med does things. It's really quite amazing. You really do feel like family, and I'm so sad to leave. It's just, I mean, not just a beautiful place, but the party atmosphere, the camaraderie, and, you know, people from like 100 countries, you know, come together, and it's just like you actually get to see that world peace could be possible, you know, because it happens here at Club Med, and just people live so harmoniously from all over the world and party together, eat together, drink together. It's just such an awesome experience. And so, yeah, I'm a bit sad today because I'm leaving. However, I am really happy that we've got a gorgeous guest with us today. And I'll do a little intro for her because she is beautiful. And she's also a lady that's travelled a lot and would understand exactly what I'm talking about. And I know she spent some time in Indonesia. So I am at Club Med Bintan Island, which is near Singapore, actually. It's on the outer edge of Indonesia. And who we're going to have with us today, she's a lady called Mia Munro. It was great hearing your accent, Jacob. I think you said Munro. But anyway, close. That's probably the American way to say it. Anyway, Mia Munro is her name, is how we say it in Australia. And she's the founder director of Miyako. And Miyako is a really exciting new social enterprise which educates future change makers and encourages innovative solutions that will disrupt industries. And I love that. And today we're going to be talking about the latest technologies used to start up social enterprises. And we're going to take a look inside a new technology that could transform an entire industry and also make a great positive impact for humanity and the environment, which I'm really excited about too. So welcome, Mia, and great to have you with us.
Thanks so much. I definitely wish I was there with you in Club Med next time. We do need to coordinate that. But it's a pleasure to be on the show today and look forward to sharing a little bit about some of these insights that we have actively building social enterprises.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And, of course, we've got Brad, who's the founder of Tech Webcast, of course, who's co-hosting today. And it's unfortunate Daryl can't be with us. However, we're still going to have a great show. So, and Daryl, I presume you've had a great week too? Sorry, Brad.
Yeah, I presume you had a great week too.
My head's not quite there today.
Yes, I did. Yes. Good week. Jacob, you had a good week? Jacob?
Yes.
Awesome. And Mia, how's your week been?
It has been an awesome week. We have had amazing rain over the last 24 hours, lost all power in our house, cable went down, and I'm having an awesome week.
Oh, wow. And you still manage to smile and keep a positive attitude. And I guess this is a big part of doing, you know, doing business or doing, you know, social enterprise or whatever you're doing is that positive attitude is so important, isn't it?
Oh, completely. Like, you know, technology is the way it is. We can't change the weather patterns in my lifetime anyway. So it's about, staying positive, ringing up friends. I'm at a friend's house right now so that I could still call in and you know, you just have to find new solutions if the ones that you're operating with aren't working.
Yes, absolutely. So can you tell us a bit about why you started Miyako and what it's all about?
Yeah, beautiful. So my background has been in the world of change making and non-for-profit. I've had a lot of I was brought up in a family living in Tonga in the islands with parents that were really focused on finding problems in the community and creating solutions for them. So that world of non-for-profit has been a big part of my life. I've also been fortunate to also work in commercial business. So I love the way or the power of the that real commercial businesses can create. And so Miyako came from really seeing some major challenges in the world for change makers, a lot of change maker exhaustion, trying to do it all themselves, trying to, solve social problems, but really kind of going around in circles. I mean, this model of non-for-profit isn't really serving us in the long run. And then you have these commercial businesses that are making the money, and we need the money to be able to solve the problems and scale up the project. So Miyako has come from seeing a major need to demonstrate more and more commercial business owners that there is an option called social enterprise, which really means building a profitable and sustainable company that solves social problems, but also enticing the non-for-profit world to also look at how they can become more sustainable in the future. So Miyako Education's a solution to those problems.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that. And something that's so needed.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I don't know about you, but I've been a major supporter of animal organizations, environmental, anti-trafficking of children. And, you know, these poor organizations are struggling financially. We need, you know, business and community need to come together. And we can do it these days, especially with technology. So we need to just re-educate those people to get to create a more powerful future for all of us.
Okay. What happened?
So I'm here, but I think we might have lost Audwin.
Oh, we did. We lost. Okay. So, so what sort of favourite technology do you like to use, Mia, about in your day job?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I recently had some time out to move from my old commercial model to an enterprise, and it was a really great moment to evaluate all of the technologies I've been using. In the past, I utilised a lot of different technologies the standard ones.
Okay.
But when we were looking at building a social enterprise, we thought, you know, we're kind of coming from a different perspective. Often we don't have as much startup funds in the early days. So we needed to think about some solutions to put our education online that were cost effective, but most importantly, that anyone could actually use. So we've actually built our platform on Rainmaker and ConvertKit as our CRM system.
Okay, cool.
In the past, we used a lot of bigger systems. I used a lot of Infusionsoft and WordPress. But what we found is we want social enterprises built on an ambassador community of contributors. And so we want these, you know, more and more people to be able to actually support the growth of Miyako. So we needed to really create the most simple systems as possible.
Awesome. Jacob, any questions for Mia?
It goes with what Brad was saying about the tech. So what do you use in every day?
Like, do you like iPhone or Mac?
Apple? Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. So I am absolutely an Apple Mac person. So I have my iPhone and my MacBook Pro. Are you guys into that?
Yes,
or are you
guys
on the opposite
I love
side?
Apple. I love Apple. I have every Apple at home here. I use Apple TV. Yeah. Everything, Mac Mini, Apple Cinema Display, iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, everything. You name it, I've got it. Jacob, I don't know about Jacob, but he's got an iPad, which is going to be very dead very soon, so he can't buy another iPad, unfortunately. But
Well, I've got an iPad I use to sometimes showcase our videos and things like that if we're at a promo.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, because the Apple TV, you can actually mirror your iPad onto the screen, onto the TV or whatever you're using. To show whatever you want to show,
well we now run out some of our trainings with our ambassadors from our house, from our property, and we just get the TV screen up and mirror it to the screen, and it looks so professional, so it's a great way to go.
Nice.
I'm really just getting into some new apps. I'm always kind of looking at, you know, what are some apps as far as project management tools that we can use for the team, to keep us all connected. But I'm still, I tend to jump around a little bit and look at the different options out there, but I don't really stick. The only thing I've stuck to is really the Mac products.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Jacob, any questions? I should have cut in, by the way. Jacob, go ahead, mate.
No, she answered it.
Okay, any other questions for him?
You were saying you were stopping all these drug trafficking and stuff like that, kid trafficking and stuff like that. So how would you put an end to it and all that stuff?
Yeah, look, I'm an ambassador, so the role I like to play is being a voice for a lot of these issues, but I will talk a little bit about when I was in Thailand, and it was an incredible time. I went over there and worked with a team undercover with an organization, and we would go into the brothels at nighttime and meet the girls. We'd often meet the girls as young as 6 years old, we would wear special cameras. So we would use the iPods. So we just have iPods around our necks. Is it iPods? iPods. We haven't used those for years. Yeah, and we'd be able to film as we're going in there. It would just look like we've got kind of music on us. And we'd use those technologies to actually be able to capture some of what was going on. I haven't been back with the Traffic Girls for a couple of years now. I needed to have a bit of a break. It tugs at your heartstrings, something, you know, major to be part of that world. But it's amazing. I'm really interested to see what they're going to do technology-wise in the future to support a lot of these people that are going in undercover, because they need more and more technologies, but I'm not so aware of, I guess, what the technologies are. But Jacob, I'd love to share with you about a technology that I'm looking at developing is in this sector.
Go ahead. We're all ears.
Cool. So I've always had a passion for technology. I've developed an online profiling system. I've always been interested in human transformation. But now that I'm working in this sector with education around social innovation, which is really solving social problems in a new way, I've been looking at the fashion industry, because we create some fashion products to demonstrate our education. And I've been looking at the fashion industry and looking at how technology might be able to help us shift some major issues there. And some of the issues in that industry are fast fashion, so that means, you know, everything's being made faster and cheaper. And so what the problem with that is, of course, that a lot of the women that are making the garments are not working in very healthy environments. So if you think that everything we do is about humane technology, about ensuring we actually care about the impact it has on humanity and the environment, we've come up with this this concept which is really exciting, using blockchain technology. Have you guys heard of blockchain?
No, I haven't.
Oh, cool. So, hey, she's back. Cool. So blockchain
technology. Sorry about that, guys. Dropped off for a second.
So blockchain technology is, just imagine it. It's quite complicated to describe it. Just imagine that there's a link, a transparency link between everything that we do. So you guys have probably heard of Bitcoin.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bitcoin is full on right now. If you've got any Bitcoin, you'd be sitting there very happy with the rate that it's just gone up to. But Bitcoin is a linking as a current, a new type of currency, cryptocurrency. And really the point of it is it's about telling the truth. It's about transparency. It's about being able to track online through technology what happens. So we were looking to build a transparency technology, which will be a little bit of technology that ends up with a code on the garment that we create. So just imagine a piece of clothing you're wearing right now. In the label, there's a little bit of technology that links to your iPhone, and that can show you the touch points of everyone that and everything that has been involved or impacted in the creation of that garment. So at the moment you go shopping and you don't know what the heck's going on. You don't know if you're buying stuff that's hurting people or supporting them. And in the future, we're looking to transform an industry by showing them how the power of transparency.
That is so cool. That's really going to change lives, isn't it, Mia? That is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I mean, many people like everything, but many people say, like we'll never be able to transform industries, but we already have. You know, the world of technology already have created some amazing pieces of technology and apps that really change the world. And so I'm about that. I'm quite new at that sector, so we are looking to work with some people over in Italy to develop the brief for the technology. But we do see that after a while, the consumers will command a change based on the technology. And so we'll be able to see that change and track that change, because more and more people will sign up to use it, and that will demonstrate to us that the consumers are actually wanting this information. Kind of like going shopping at the supermarket here in Australia, and they have to put what's on the ingredients that's on the packet. It's like that, but in the fashion industry.
And wouldn't it be great, actually, when you go shopping at the supermarket, to actually know if the food has come from local farmers or if it's been shipped in from China, or, you know, I mean that's, you know, that could be quite a big mission to do that. But, you know, not just have the actual ingredients, but actually say exactly where it's from. Well, like for fruit, you know, fruit, there's no labels on anything. You don't know whether it's been sprayed. You don't know if it's genetically modified. You know, yeah, I don't know how that would work. Maybe it would be one label on a crate of stuff. Imagine if that actually went into actually fresh produce as well.
Absolutely. Look, there's so much room to disrupt industries this way. It is complex. It does cost a lot of money, but it is worth it. And the other thing that's been interesting, I've been working recently, one of our ambassadors in our team is actually an ex-Microsoft gal. And she's come out now and she's working within Miyako. And it's interesting as well from her, I'm learning a little bit more about humane and humane technology. Like, have you even heard of that concept before? I've never even thought of the technology as humane or inhumane.
No, I've never thought of it either that way. How about you guys, Brad, Jacob, have you heard of that?
No, never. Never heard of that, no. Never heard of that. And just going back going back on what you said, Aldwyn, about the supermarket and stuff and the food, that they should make an app for that. An app would be good for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. And maybe they just have one sort of barcode for like a section of fruit, and you just scan the barcode or something, and it tells you exactly where it's from and how it's produced. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Would be very cool. Yeah.
So back to humane and inhumane technology. I'm fascinated by this. So please say more. Do tell more, Leah.
Well, I'll just keep it very simple because I'm learning about it myself right now, and that is, you know, when we go to create apps or different solutions, is asking ourselves the question. Is it inhumane? So humane would mean it's a negative impact on humanity, negative impact on the environment, you know, probably not so much your animal kingdom, but although it could be linked to that. So you could even say an inhumane piece of technology might, dare I put names to what is inhumane, but some would say, I'm going to be bold here and say Facebook is an inhumane technology. Now, other people would say, no, it's very humane because it's connecting people. But the inhumane part is that it's creating addiction. So it's an interesting discussion. But I think more than anything, it's about just checking in. And if we're working from a social innovation perspective, we're looking at everything through this filter. You know, what is a positive impact? What is a negative impact? And how do we track it? So where we're building our own technology or our own platforms at the moment and looking at what learning management systems we're going to use when we go to the next level, we're constantly having to ask ourselves these questions. It does make the creation of new products an interesting journey because we're not just – it's like making a garment or now if we're creating a garment, then it's definitely, you know, so many factors. We have to think about the fabric we use, what's the impact on humanity, environment, what's the dyes, etc. So imagine when we get to the techie world and we're starting to build an online education and we're like, whoa, okay, well, we can't really use that platform and we can't really use that platform, and what's the real impact? So more than anything, it's not about being perfect. It's actually about starting to take note. And, you know, if you're someone that wants to actually see our future world be a little better than it is now, then it's a really cool question to ask yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, businesses that are bringing in some kind of, you know, social enterprise angle or, you know, that have some kind of contribution element to them are also becoming, you know, incredibly successful, or more people will choose. If you've got two bottles of water and one of them is contributing back and they both cost the same, or even if the one contributing back costs a little bit more and, you know, 10% of the proceeds are going to a great cause, any day someone will buy the one that's got a social conscience about it. So this is something that's really important now for businesses to actually look at doing something like that if they're not currently. And how do you suggest that say there's a, you know, business people listening to this right now that don't have any kind of social contribution element, or I know you don't like the word charity, but some kind of, you know, contribution give back. How can they go about starting and, you know, how do you help them with the process of actually, you know, getting something rolling to put into their business?
Yeah, awesome question, Audwin. We need to be re-educated. So clearly the answer is education, and we've created some free modules on the Miyako Education website so people can just start to go, okay, is this the path they want to walk? I mean, you know me, my vision is that I don't see why every business couldn't be operating this way. Of course, people need to understand how to do it. So we actually put out a free module on purpose to get people warmed up. And then we do have a 6-module program that people walk through, everything from activation of understanding the industry they're working in, will it bust or boom, understanding the financial implications of running an enterprise, is always an interesting one. People tend to think that you're going to make less money. Well, I'll tell you right now, the future is enterprise. The future trends is that more and more of our 13, 15-year-old prodigies are coming through, starting enterprises, not traditional commercial businesses. So, yeah, there is a pathway. I think the challenge is when people don't follow a pathway and they just jump in, and we end up getting more and more non-for-profits, and these don't have, you know, sustainable financial models on them, so they can't afford to have a lot of the digital world working with them. And of course, we know the power of the digital world. So, so there's a step-by-step process. We look at activation. We look at different paradigms. We look at collaboration. Collaboration is something that we can, you know, the online world has enabled us to collaborate so well globally now. But yes, in the future, I'm going to predict that if you do not have some sort of humaneness to your business, you might be left behind. It was just a little bit like upgrading our computer systems. Way back we used typewriters, then we had to upgrade to computers, and now we're using all sorts of cool stuff. This is the same. If we don't move with the trends, we're going to get left behind. And so we're providing that really accessible opportunity to get that online. It's definitely a way to go forward.
And there's such a gap in the marketplace for something like this. You know, there's so many people that just jump into charity because they're passionate about something or starting a charity. And if you look at a lot of charities, like, for example, the animal charity causes are big for me, you know, and I think, well, you know, really there's a similar message that's here right across the board with all these different charity groups. And instead of being at loggerheads together, how about, you know, collaborating and joining forces and actually doing things smarter, not harder? And, you know, I think that would just make such a difference for so many people, and for the difference that they can make with what they're doing by having this kind of education and this guidance to go step by step through the process of actually making it sustainable, making what they do sustainable, and not feeling bad about actually collecting money for things, you know, because that's the thing too. A lot of people have issues around money, don't they? So, overcoming that.
Yeah, again, it's another paradigm shift that needs to happen. And you know, we've proven as a race that we're so good at change. Really, we're constantly upgrading our insights and in education around different ways of doing things. So this is just another way to, you know, to do things. But we need to make sure that we're constantly upgrading. You know, just like we upgrade our software, we have to upgrade. Otherwise, we get left behind. And I'm really concerned, actually, for a number of our generation that are a little older than us, who are really going to be stuck in old business models that are struggling like crazy, and aren't serving them or serving the people they're trying to serve.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think it's a brilliant idea, and I think you'll do really, really well with it. Now, I know Jacob has a question. He's putting some things in the chat here. Jacob, over to you.
Well, it's something that Brad and I we wanted to talk about on the podcast about Foxtel Go and what they're doing to their channels.
It's actually Foxtel. Play, Jacob, not Foxtel Go. Have you got Foxtel, Mia?
No, I don't have Foxtel.
Have you got Foxtel, Audwin?
I actually do for the other people that live at the house, but I very rarely watch television.
Okay.
But you know, while I've been away, I actually turned the TV on once while I've been here at Club Med, and I did watch a movie the other night, and I sometimes like watching documentaries. So,
yeah.
You know, occasionally I'll tap into something for that, but you know, generally speaking, I don't turn the TV on because I just find I can end up being a TV zombie, and I think the average person spends 26 hours a week on watching TV. So I think, you know, Foxtel can kind of numb brains a little bit. You know, maybe not Foxtel, but you know, watching too much TV and maybe mind-numbing TV can really kind of, yeah. You know, even destroy personalities.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, that's my opinion on that.
What's Jacob saying? The TV provider, Jacob. Do you want to explain what's going on?
No.
Foxtel Play, it's a streaming online. It's where you can get Foxtel without getting a set-top box put into your lounge room. You can use that on your iPad or the Mac, or you can use it on your Xbox or whatever. But Foxtel getting rid of some channels or Foxtel Play. I'm not sure why that is, but there's a lot of people very angry about it. And I showed Jacob this the other day. What do you reckon, Jacob?
I don't like that. They're just going to lose a lot of people. They're losing, like, the Animal Planet.
Yeah.
A couple of MTV channels.
Music Max.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, Music Max going and all these other channels going. It's unbelievable. Fuck, they're doing it. I just don't know why they're doing it. It's crazy.
They can't lose Animal Planet. Got to keep Animal Planet on there. What? Oh, no, that's not fair. And Music Max, well, you know, I did used to watch Music Max, admittedly, in the background. So they're two of my favourite channels I used to watch when I was watching more Foxtel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. Why are they getting rid of it? That's crazy.
I'm not sure. I sent an email to someone that didn't get back to me. So they're either don't have rights to the channels anymore, or I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's not good, but yeah.
Cutbacks. Well, Foxtel probably needs to become a social enterprise. There you go.
Now we're talking. Now let's get in there and get some change happening.
They need to be on the Apple TV. I know that for a fact. And
yes.
Apple TV. I love the Apple TV.
Well, this is the thing: is there's so many cutbacks now with you know, big businesses now, isn't there? They've really got to, you know, think different, do different, be different to stay in business. And, you know, this is exactly what you're doing, Mia, with Miyako, is you're actually helping businesses and people think differently and actually utilize and embrace these new technologies so that they can actually stay ahead of the game. And, you know, there's a lot of abundance out there that's available for people, and it's just a matter of knowing how to tap into it, right?
Exactly. There's so many opportunities that are just bursts my mind on a regular basis, just so many ways, and especially in the digital world, we can just, like, you know, we can make so much impact, and we're so connected. I love that. I love that we can be doing projects. Actually, I just joined I'm part of the build of a global project that we're looking to do, which is going to be involving celebrities over a lot of the celebrities in the US around social impact, and it's going to be amazing to be running a global team. You know, we you know, making up new stuff as we go along and ways that we can do it.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And have the guys asked you? Now, I did drop off there at the beginning, as you heard. I was talking to myself, asking questions, and then realised that the Wi-Fi dropped out. So at that point, I'm not sure whether the guys asked you what kind of technology you currently use, as in what type of, you know, are you using a Mac? Or,
yeah.
Have they asked you about that yet?
They have. We talked a little bit about me being a major Mac person, and just also some of the platforms we're using at the moment. So we're Rainmaker, ConvertKit. So I'm definitely an Apple fan.
Okay, interesting. Well, I've got my MacBook Air, which I love traveling because it's nice and light. However, I do have the Samsung phone still, and it's amazing. I've been on a group, you know, this trip here with about 20 business people, and everyone's raving about Samsung. They're loving their Samsung phones, and I thought, gee, I have to tell Brad about this because he's been trying to convert me to the iPhone for a while, and I was with the iPhone originally and went to Samsung. But it's interesting that a lot of the business people here on this trip have been into the Samsung and loving it. So there you go. Each to their own, I guess, on that one. I thought I'd just tell you that, Brad, just so that you know that not the only one with the Samsung.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Audwin, at some stage you'll catch up with
iPhone. Yeah, you definitely do need an iPhone. Yeah, you definitely need an iPhone. What about you, Jacob?
I could just talk about maybe some humane and inhumane topics around the iPhone. Just trust me.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Please do.
Yeah. Go with the Apple.
Definitely.
It's gonna help you out in the humane area.
Jacob, what about you? What's your view on all this?
All the Foxtel Play stuff?
Yeah.
Man, it sucks. I just summed it up for you.
Sucks. And what about the this isn't off topic, the iPad mini, they're going to stop making them now.
Yeah.
Want to tell us about it? Basically, your iPad's going to be stuffed, basically.
Not now. Right now, it's falling under a rumor.
What?
Because a lot of them, I've been reading, a lot of them said it's a rumor.
Oh, it's a rumor. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Okay, Mia, so where can they get hold of you if they want to ask anyone else, if anyone else wants to ask any more questions about what you do?
Yeah. So first of all, make sure you, if you are interested in this, go and download our free module. That's miyakoeducation.com / free module. And if anyone's got any questions around what we're up to, then feel free to email us info@miyako.com.au.
Awesome. Okay. Audwin, do you want to say anything before we go?
Awesome. Well, I just want to say what a pleasure it's been having Mia on the show. She's always full of amazing insights, highly intelligent lady. And it's so good to see another highly intelligent lady out there. I'm sure there's more of us out there, Mia. But anyway, I won't go on. But it's good to see people educated out there. And it's great to see you making such a big difference that you are with Miyako. So I actually just want to ask, what's the future goals with Miyako? Any sort of big vision goals, I guess, that you want to share also before wrapping up?
Absolutely. We'd like to a million people to go through the Miyako education, and we want to showcase and really lift up those social innovators out there that really want to do some amazing stuff in our world. So we want to look at educating and then partnering and supporting those brilliant people that have those amazing ideas, and show them also how they can do it in an easy and simple way. And we also want to make sure that we're constantly disrupting industries, both from a community perspective, but also from a technology perspective. So we want to make sure that we're playing on the edge. So I hope we can celebrate a few years from now that we've launched some incredible techie stuff that is going to be able to make a huge impact in this big world that we live in.
Fantastic. And you're based on the Gold Coast, of course, and you've got a core group of ambassadors also on the Gold Coast. So it's all coming out of Australia and out to the world, and that's very exciting. And you've already, Miyako's already, people are already grabbing it from overseas, aren't they, this free module?
Absolutely. We only launched a couple of weeks ago online. We've been doing a lot of stuff offline and went nuts, and we're super, super excited to just keep extending to as many countries as we can. We've got a number of global partners already in Africa and India, Thailand and Cambodia. So we need our next stage after we just about to tour Australia is to actually get ourselves over to the US and start playing there as well. So good stuff, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being our guest, Mia. It's been awesome to have you on. And for more information about me, people can follow me on Twitter @Audwin, or they can just Google my name. They'll find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+, YouTube, my YouTube channel, Audwin Altenay. Just search my name. I'm the only one with that name, as you can imagine. And I love my parents for it. And and I actually I actually do love my name. My middle name's Mary. I always wanted to be called Mary growing up, but now, you know, now I can appreciate Alden. So, so yes, just basically connect online, all the social media. I love to connect with you. Thanks for listening, whoever's listening to this now. And of course, Miyako, M-I-A-K-O. Make sure you head along, miyako.com. And, yeah, go and connect and get that free module. And over to you, Brad. What about you? How can people find you?
You can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz. And Jacob Jones, what about you? Where can you get hold of you, mate? You can wrap the podcast up now.
You can find me at jazzbot32669 1z.
And guess what?
What?
You lost the game.
Oh, and miyakoeducation.com, it is, guys. miyakoeducation.com.
And do you want to mention, free module. Do you want to mention module. The Patreon real quick, Auden?
Sorry, what's that?
Want to mention the sponsors real quick, the Patreon?
Patreon, the sponsors, we've got Still Spinning. I know I don't have the list of sponsors in front of me, but I know Still Spinning is one of them. Yes. Myself and Daryl also support Tech Webcast financially with Patreon, and I know we've got a heap of others. So
yes, thank you.
Thanks to all our supporters, and people can, of course, hop on patreon.com, connect with our beautiful guest Mia Munro and Miyako on miyakoeducation.com/free module to get that free module, which is fantastic, and you can start educating yourself on how to create a sustainable social enterprise and help disrupt industries and create something magic for yourself. And Jacob, where can people get hold of you?
They already know.
They know? Awesome. Okay, yep. Great.
All right. Far away,
and,
Jacob.
And, Mia, anything else you want to say, Mia, before we wrap up?
No, that's good. Thanks so much. Great, Mia, to meet you guys all today.
Thank you for being on. Appreciate your time, Mia.
Welcome.
Thanks, Mia.
You're a legend. Jacob, say something funny at the end. Go. Say it. Say what do you want.
Say whatever I want.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast.